I like chicken way more than fish. And not just Chick-fil-A chicken. I mean, I like chicken in the oven. I like chicken on the Traeger. I like chicken everywhere.
A Texas angler is sharing his love for fishing on his extremely popular YouTube channel and sharing his love of Jesus at Chick-fil-A. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, how would getting paid to fish rank in your list of dream jobs?
Wow. I like getting paid for anything. but I fish probably once every 20 years. So I may have to be a big paycheck to make it work. But all I ever catch is bluegill anyway. Can you get paid to catch bluegill?
I don't know, but I'm doing the math. So that means you fished about like 5 times. If you go over 20 years?
No, your math is off.
Well, I think it would be almost as great as getting paid to eat Chick-fil-A or getting paid to talk about eating Chick-fil-A.
That would be excellent. You know, I'll send you an invoice for today, in fact, and we'll see how that works
out. Wait, you're trying to get me to pay you? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Something not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But anyway, Tyler Anderson started fishing with his grandpa when he was 3, and he turned it into a career. He creates and shares amazing fishing content on his popular YouTube channel, Tyler's Real Fishing. We are thrilled to have Tyler as a guest on the podcast today. Thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Now, Tyler, you have been on the road for quite a while, I think, in the last couple of weeks or so. But you're finally home, right?
I am. Yes, I've been all around the entire, you know, south central part of the country catching fish, filming other people catching fish. And it's really a dream job for sure.
Okay. Wow. My first question, what do you like best, chicken or fish?
I like chicken way more than fish. And not just Chick-fil-A chicken. I mean, I like chicken in the oven. I like chicken on the Traeger. I like chicken everywhere.
Ooh, yum.
You never caught chicken in the lake, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay. How often do you fish? Do you fish like every day or like, I'm assuming it's not every 20 years like myself.
I would say I fish during the season, which is springtime. So whatever that means for you around the country, whatever spring is. In Texas, that's late January to, you know, beginning of May. That's kind of our spring. And I fish probably 3 to 4 days a week during those times. Then in the summer, if I head to Minnesota and New York, which I happen to do every year, I fish 5 days a week. But then once it comes to fall, winter, football seasons here, I love watching my Texas A&M Aggies and going to those games. And so I only fish probably twice a week in the fall. But I probably fish about 100 days a year is my guess.
Wow. You ever catch any bluegill?
Do I ever catch any bluegill? I catch a few on accident.
Because those are my fish, okay? You've got to throw them back.
You know what? You can have those.
When did you start your YouTube channel?
Man, I think it was 9.5 years ago at this point. And it had no, you know, ambitions to have anything great happen with it. I just wanted to make videos that, you know, showed how much fun I was having catching fish. And I thought the fishing TV shows out there were boring on the Outdoor Channel and Discovery Channel. And so I wanted to make them fun in the low budget I had. And it seemed like the people around Austin, Texas, where I grew up, they enjoyed it. And then I had people watching from around the state. And then I had people watching from around the country and around the world. And before I knew it, I was making money doing what I love.
So you have, I think, 235,000 subscribers, last time I checked. Did you ever think it would be this big?
Well, I didn't have any, to be honest, I never had any thoughts. So it wasn't like I was thinking it was going to be small. I just didn't know. I'm assuming if you were to have told me years ago what it will end up being, I wouldn't have believed you. But I, like I said, I was just doing this for fun. There was no ambitions to ever have a large following.
Does anyone do any videos of catching bluegill, which is my specialty?
Jim
seems extra excited about bluegill. You know, I'm sure there are. I know my buddies up north that ice fish. It's a lot harder to catch a bass through the ice than a bluegill or a crappie. So I know that if you want to see some bluegill caught through the ice, I have some channels I can show you.
Well, here's the problem. It's not that I love bluegill, but I'll be with friends. I mean, when I was growing up in Baltimore, we would go to a lake and everybody would be catching catfish, these huge catfish coming in. And I get a bluegill. It just drove me crazy. We can be deep sea fishing and I'll catch a bluegill. It's just like a curse, I guess. I don't know, but
well, you know what? If you want to make the jump from bluegill to bass, my channel is all about instruction and teaching. And so if you want to learn, I know a place and a guy for you.
So my problem is education, is what you're saying.
That's probably it. And time on the water. Once every 20 years is not a very high percentage.
Wow. You got something there.
What video has the most views that you've done?
So I have a series called Do Bass Eat? And it was basically a list of very obvious answers. It was like, do bass eat minnows? Do bass eat bluegill? Do bass eat crawfish? Which the answer, if you've, you know, fished more than once in 20 years, you know the answer to all those questions is yes. But I was still able to present cool underwater footage of fish eating the specific thing in question. And that series, each one has around 1 million views, but one has 2.2 million, I believe.
Man, and that didn't include me, so I'm going to go watch it and get out of the bluegill industry.
Yeah, you can. That's the Dubassi Bluegills video has that many views.
Yeah, Google that one, Jim.
I'm writing that down right now.
Did any videos particularly surprise you by how popular they were?
One was very, very surprising, and it was the beginning of the pandemic. I filmed it, I think, like the week all the shutdowns began. And I was on the water, I think in Texas they told us not to leave, but I was like, forget about that, I'm going fishing. And so nobody on the highway, drive out there, expecting to have the lake to myself, which I did. But then I was expecting to catch a bunch of fish, which I didn't. I caught nothing. And I had this video idea that I'd wanted to film for a while, which was taking a standard, what's called a soft plastic hook, and rigging it, showing how to rig every single soft plastic lure. So the worms, the craws, the frogs, whatever, because you can do all those with one hook. And I just thought it might help some beginners out there who don't quite know where to stick the point of the hook, where to turn it around and poke it back in. So I really just up close on my camera showed how to rig every soft plastic. And I titled it as such, How to Rig Every Soft Plastic Lure. And it didn't take off immediately as I expected, I guess I should say. But then about a month later, I started getting like 4,000 views a day on it, and then 8,000 views a day, and then 10,000 views a day. And that video has almost 1 million views now. And because of the pandemic, a lot of companies were spending advertising money on YouTube. So my view per dollar was actually higher because more people were at home. So that video, despite not having 2.2 million, I only had 800,000 so far. That's been the most monetarily successful video ever on my channel. And the catalyst for growth for the past 2 years was all because of that video. So catching nothing that day was actually a huge blessing.
Well, certainly you don't. There's not a lot of days where you catch nothing. So what's been your biggest accomplishment as an angler?
Well, I can answer that question in two ways. My biggest accomplishment is most anglers is called catching their PB, their personal best. So this past year, I made it my goal to catch my first ever 10-pound bass, which is a fish of a lifetime for most anglers. Most anglers never even get there. And so because most states don't even grow 10-pound bass, it's just not the weather's too cold to grow a fish of that size. And so I wanted to just target big ones. And on my second day of trying, I caught 14.49, which blew my previous personal best of 9.8 out of the water. I skipped 4 whole pounds to get there. And I got it all on video. It got to be included in a program that Texas has called the Sharelunker Program, where they take giant bass and they breed them. And then I get to release the fish back in the lake with the newly hatched mega super babies. And so just to be a part of that program, which I've wanted to for a long time, meant the world to me. So that's my answer about, you know, angling accomplishment. But just the fact that I get to do this for a living and encourage people and, you know, the amount of conversations I have at industry events and, you know, at Bass Pro Shops and academies with people who are fans of fishing and also fans of my faith in Christ. I mean, that's what I'm really most proud of. You know, I would give back that 14 pounder any day to keep the relationships I've built there.
Wow. Now, I'm not sure if I should ask this question or not, because I don't know how fishermen, professional fishermen feel about this, but do you ever mount a fish or is that no?
So that's really a big no-no right now, because a fiberglass technology has gotten good enough to replicate what a fish looks like.
Yes.
And so there's no need anymore to keep a fish. If you just take good pictures, take measurements of the length, the width, the height, the girth, I mean, all of that can be replicated with fiberglass.
And they can sing.
Yes, true.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I don't have one of those, by the way. Now, I was on YouTube and I was checking out your little singing ability there with your Taylor guitar.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing.
I do sing, yeah. I started singing and playing guitar. Well, started singing when I was popped out of the womb, basically. But I started playing guitar in fifth grade, started leading worship at the Christian school that I went to in middle school, and then I led it at high school at various organizations and was a part of some really cool worship leader development programs in college at the church that I was at. So that's one of my biggest passions, and if I can make enough money doing this to, you know, retire early, I'd love to be a worship pastor in some capacity.
And you did a good job. You sound really good.
Well, I appreciate it.
Do you have a favorite Christian artist?
Oh man, it changes all the time. It changes depending on what songs I'm liking to sing, but I can't name a favorite. I think one that made the biggest impact on my early worship leading and you know, theological songwriting journey was Mike Donahay from 10th Avenue North. And I got to meet him several times, and you know, I wouldn't call him a friend, but he was, you know, the kindest to me of any of the Christian artists I met. And so I would say he's my all-time favorite, but he's not the one I listen to or lead the most now.
Does he fish?
I don't know. I did take Corey Asbury from Bethel Music fishing 3 years ago.
Oh, fun!
So when Reckless Love was blowing up, I saw that he was a fisherman. So I had my audience on Instagram blow up his account with, like, tagging me. And he reached out and said, let's go fishing. So we went fishing in Dallas. We had a great time. And then I also went to his house in Kalamazoo, where he used to live, 2 years ago. And we went fishing during the summer. So that was a cool experience. I don't talk to Corey a whole lot anymore. But there's probably a few, you know, Christian music artists that fish.
Yeah. Did he catch anything?
He did. We both did. We had a great time.
Did anybody catch any bluegill, or do I need to be there for that?
I think you have to be there for that, so we'll invite you next time.
And then you can take my bluegill and use it for bait. Is that what you're saying?
Perfect, yeah.
Man, before we stop talking about fishing, I've always been interested in going fly fishing. You ever do any of that?
I do. Fly fishing is a lot of fun. It is incredibly challenging, especially if you're fly fishing for trout in a river that has lots of other anglers, because uh-huh. The trout see a lot of the same lures, and you've got to present it even more natural than your buddy is. So it's definitely a more naturalistic type of fishing. You know, nobody's talking very loudly, no music's playing. It's just kind of calm and quiet, which is a great rest. But as of right now, fly fishing doesn't really make a whole lot of money on YouTube. The niche is small. And so as of right now, I don't really do a whole lot of fishing besides what makes me money. and that's bass.
Right. Well, I'm used to not making money, so I might just go ahead and do that.
Yes, fly fishing's a blast.
Just a thought. It is time for a quick break, but when we come back, we'll move from fish to chicken.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
Welcome back. We've been talking to fishing content creator Tyler Anderson. I remember his title there. Tyler, you were recently in my backyard at the Bassmaster Classic, the Super Bowl of fishing in Anderson, South Carolina. Is that right?
I was. My own name.
Yeah. And I live right by Lake Hartwell. That's where you were.
Very cool. Yes. The Bassmaster Classic was there. It's the biggest event, you know, huge stadium full of people seeing fish get brought up on stage. So it's an awesome event.
You didn't even say hi.
Well, I didn't know you. I'll say hi next time.
Okay, good.
I love this tradition that you have, the Bassmaster Classic Bible Study that you host. This year it was at Chick-fil-A. So how did this tradition start?
Well, I'm going to bring it all the way back to when I was a camper at a camp called Pine Cove in Texas. And I believe there's also a Pine Cove camp on Hartwell, if I'm not mistaken. I think Chimney Point is on Hartwell. If not, I'm thinking of a different lake. But Pine Cove's a Christian camp, similar to Kanakuk, but a Texas-based one. And the camp director would always post on his social media to make the time. And he's talking about make the time to read God's word. And that really stuck with me all throughout the end of high school, into college, when I was working there as a counselor. And, you know, I don't know, sometime in 2018, 2019, I started posting that on my Instagram story as I would have quiet times, not to show people how holy I was, but just to remind folks how important it is that we read what God wrote to us. And so it kind of got to a point where enough people were asking me about how to study God's word, and they want to have a Bible study over Zoom with me. And I thought, you know what? Why don't we just do this in person at the event that the most fishermen are at? And so I think 3 or 2 years ago, I did the first one in Birmingham, Alabama, at a Chick-fil-A at the Classic. And it was great. We had some other influencers come out and it was a fun time. And then we did it the next year in Fort Worth, Texas. So I got to drive from the house to that one and where I live in Dallas. So that was a great, you know, experience. Probably 10, 15 more people came. And this year was the third year. So I knew we had to have it at the Classic at a Chick-fil-A. And I got in touch with a lady who runs a lot of the marketing for Chick-fil-A's in Greenville. And so we picked the best location and had a Bible study there. It was great. We had probably about, I don't know, 50, 60 people there.
So at this Bible study, what is the topic? Is it like Jonah and the whale, or?
It's not usually fishing related. You know, we touch on several fishing topics, but it's more, you know, I listen to sermons throughout the year at my church and other churches. And if I hear one that really, I think, applies to the season of life that our country's in, or the outdoor industry, I'll try to weave scripture with things that are going on in the world. And it's really a collaborative Bible study. It's not just me standing up there talking. Before the Bible study starts, when folks are eating their Chick-fil-A, I walk around and divvy out the scripture for who's going to read what. And it's a really fun environment for sure.
What does it mean to you to see all these people come together and share this love of Jesus and learning about Jesus and also fishing?
Well, to me, it just confirms that what I'm doing is at this point what God wants for me to do. Because I think if I wasn't supposed to be having a Chick-fil-A Bible study, God would make it pretty clear to me. And so I'm just really grateful that all of these people not just watch my channel because I catch fish, but want to show up in person. Some drive from several states away because they are impacted by the positive message I share on my social media. And some of them are not even Christians. I've had people come to the Bible study that just want to hear a positive word. And so the fact that I get a ministry to, you know, steward that's fishing related, but I can intersperse, you know, aspects of faith throughout that, that just means the world to me. And I'm so blessed.
Yeah. I think Jesus hung around with some fishermen, didn't he?
I think he did, but you know what? It's so funny. People always say that. I think only like 3 or 4 of them were actually fishermen.
Yeah, the popular ones.
Yeah, that's true. The popular ones were. We'll take that.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Uh-huh. Well, it is time for a quick break, but when we come back, it's Food for Thought with Tyler Anderson. Hey, Jim Mann here. You all know me as the social media guru. I've always owned the TikTok and the MySpace, leaving my mark and changing people's lives. That's who I am. Can't help it. But I don't want to intimidate anybody with my social media prowess, so let me get right to the point. Will you do us a favor and follow us on Facebook and Instagram? I'll make it easy. Just type in Chick-fil-A podcast in either one and boom, there we are. It's that simple. If you have any questions, just ask Allison. That's what she's here for. Me? I'm too busy never mind. Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Tyler, answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite sauce?
Barbecue.
What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Justin Bieber.
Someone else said that. If you worked at Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
Ooh, drive-thru.
What's your favorite milkshake flavor?
I'm not a big milkshake guy, so I have to say I've never actually had a Chick-fil-A milkshake.
Oh, so chocolate.
Sure.
If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would be spicy strips, which only two Chick-fil-A's I've ever been to have.
Wow. What menu item have you never tried?
Man, I guess I've never tried the yogurt parfait.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I also hate yogurt, so I'm never going to try it.
Well, for yogurt, it's pretty good. Let's put it that way.
Okay, good.
Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have not.
How many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
Like lifetime points?
Sure.
18,290.
Very respectable. I like that. How many nuggets do you think you could eat in one sitting?
You know, in high school, some buddies and I did a nugget challenge, and I think I ate like 48 or something, and I was pretty full.
Wow. That's pretty decent. So, are you team nuggets or team strips?
I'm team nuggets. Besides, like I said, if they have spicy strips, I'll get those.
Excellent.
Nice. And I understand that you kind of gave up a free biscuit to talk with us this morning, so I appreciate that.
That's okay. I honestly didn't even know I had the free biscuit until I logged in, so no harm, no foul.
Have you ever eaten fish at Chick-fil-A?
Do they have fish?
Some of them do, and then, you know, select locations during Lent. And then Jim and I tried the fish sandwich at Truett's Luau, which there's a location in, like, the Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm. I have been to that Chick-fil-A.
Mm. But you didn't get the fish.
I did not get the fish.
You'll definitely have to try it sometime. It's pretty good. I mean, Chick-fil-A can't really do anything bad. So
No, they can't.
It was good. I also had the hamburger there, which is just kind of messed with my mind being at a Chick-fil-A. But so we're sitting there eating hamburgers and fish sandwiches, and it was still great. So we're still huge fans.
That's great. So.
Now, I understand you recently got married.
Well, recently is a bit of an exaggeration now, because we've been a year and 5 months.
Mm, I think that's so still newlyweds.
Is that still? No, I thought a year, but if that's still newlyweds, we'll take it. But we're having a blast. It's a ton of fun. My wife is actually in the last 2 weeks of her job at the school, and then she's coming to work for me full time.
Whoa. So what's she going to do?
She's going to do a lot of photography, a lot of analytics studying, a lot of helping me plan videos, and then just being a wife. I mean, the past, not just year and a half, but almost all of our dating and engagement, she was grinding at school and getting her master's and going through internships. And so she just hasn't had a break to be Hannah. And so we're excited for her to finally be able to work out consistently and cook more, like things she wants to do, but her job in school just never really allowed it.
Mm. Does she like to fish?
She does. I wouldn't say she goes by herself, but if I take her, she'll go and she'll have a good time.
That's exciting that she gets to join you in that kind of thing. Because I know in the teaching industry and all that, it's just getting, well, it's getting harder and harder, is my understanding. I would never do it because I'm no good at it. But yeah, it's getting rough. So it's good that you two can work together, as long as you can work together well.
And I think we can. We have a blast the times we get to hang out, and so I'm excited for that. You know, she has helped me in her very little spare time with what she can, and she's good at it, so we're excited.
Sounds like you guys will make a great team.
I think so.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been fun, and I feel like I've learned something about fishing.
Awesome, and I feel like I've learned things about Chick-fil-A.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm. But It was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.